God's word is what? Our what? That's this message. Jesus, now we're building. God's word, our instruction. All the scriptures, you'll see on the screen from the book of Hebrews. This is a book that elevates, that pushes it higher. How can I go higher? God's word is my instruction. Start off with this great verse. I know a lot of you know that. Say this verse with me. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God. That verse, one of the greatest verses on the Bible, is in the book of Hebrews. Let's break it down real quick before we get into what I want to say. The word quick. The word of God is quick. It means it's living and active. If you think I'm a lunatic for telling you to read the Bible, I'm not a lunatic. The Bible is alive. The Bible is God-breathed. That's how we got the Bible. That's why Hitler or anybody else couldn't stamp it out. Why? Because it's a God book, man. Amen? That's what it's alive and active. That's what it's quick. It's alive. If I read it, whoa, I'm encountering a burning bush like Moses did. That is your burning bush. The Bible is your burning bush. Will you turn aside and see what it says like Moses did? It's alive, man. It's powerful. That word means mighty. I know you think I'm a nut, probably. I push this all the time. The Bible is mighty. What does that mean? It penetrates your life. I can preach the Bible and make you madder than a hornet. Why? Because the Word of God will knock you out, man. It'll get inside you and do things and mess with you. How many been messed with by the Bible before? Say, whoo! You better not read it. It's going to mess with you. That's the beauty of it. It's alive. It penetrates my life. It is sharper. Matter of fact, it says it's sharper than a double-edged sword. The Word of God don't just do this to you, whack. Man, it gets you on both sides. It cuts you going in, cuts you coming out. That's a good thing. It gets inside of you. It can cut. How many have had some mess, some crap cut away because of the Word of God? Amen? Wow! And you're not patting your own self on the back. You're saying it was the Word of God that taught me. That is crazy. I got to quit that. Why? Because it cuts. Has the Word of God ever messed with your mind, your conscience? Say. I mean, something the preacher said, you just sure he'd been reading your mail, right? Say. You ever done that? Say. I have many of you that'll come up to me and you'll look at me a little funny. Hey, I don't know what's going on in your life. I just know the Word of God is powerful. It's sharp. It divides even to the piercing asunder of joints and marrow. I grew up in Rockingham. I didn't even know your bones had stuff flowing inside of them. I thought bones were just bones. Did you know inside of your bones all kind of juice going through there? Say. I know you know, Miss Ann, because you're smart. Amen. I didn't know that stuff. I didn't. I'm being honest with you. Did you know the Bible 2,000 years ago says it'll get down in your bones? You ever get so cold it gets down in your what? In your bones. You can feel it in your bones. That's how the Bible is. It'll get down inside of your bones. It'll penetrate. What does that mean? It reaches the innermost being of a person. Things that I can't see, your wife can't see, your kids can't see, nobody else can see. The Word of God can get inside of there and mess with you. That's good stuff, though. Are you hearing me? That's this book that we don't read. I'm going to take it to a higher level and be like Jesus. You're not without the Bible. On a regular basis, you got to be in that book. This is old hat. This is old kind of message to some people. This is what it takes. Okay? Dividing asunder the joints and marrow, all that good stuff. We're a mixture. You and me are a mixture of emotions. Both spiritual and natural. Good and bad. And I need something to get inside of me and figure what the heck it is going on inside of me. And the Word of God can do that. Amen? Now, it's going to make you have to make decisions, though. See? You're not just going to read it like, we think the Bible's a Ouija board. Oh, I got a big decision to make. We flip the Bible up and put a finger on a verse. The Bible's not a Ouija board. The Bible is alive. It's the Word of God. It's God's actual words. That's why we stand on it. That's why we believe it. That's why I can't accept that other people can go to heaven any other way than Jesus Christ. Why? Because God's Word says without any question that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by Him. So I have no options. Amen? Might sound ugly. I like it. I like not having options. I like black and white. Where it's like, this is it, this is bad. Amen? That's why it's good to read the book of Proverbs, a chapter every day. Every day, keep your calendar. Every day you read a chapter of the book of Proverbs. Every day. You do that, preacher man? Every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. Why? Because it's black and white. This is wrong. This is good. This is bad. This is good. Good stuff for us. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of my heart. This is just that one verse. What does that mean? The Word of God judges the thoughts and intents of my heart. I've really been judged by the Bible. Have you? Say, wow. God, I feel like a pig. You ever felt that way? I'm not talking about judging somebody else. I mean, you're just looking at you. Oh, my gosh. How can He love me? Amen? That's the beauty of the Bible. Amen? It's good stuff. So let's talk about it this morning from the book of Hebrews. Our time is going pretty good for us. Let's look. Here we go. You want to take it to a higher level? It's up to you. I can't do it for you. You want to take it to another level? Come on! That's what I'm talking about. Here's how you do it. I'm going to put it on the screen for you. You can write them down. You can go to the web and get them. Here's how you do it from the book of Hebrews. You want to take it to another level? Remember, it's all about Jesus. He came down so you can go up. We got that nailed. I'm in Him. But just being in Him isn't going to get you to another level. It gets you to heaven, gets you saved. But it's not going to let you be the powerhouse you can be. How can I take it to another level? Here we go. Number one, talking about the Word of God. Here it is. Say it with me, would you? I will read God's Word, not disregard God's Word. It starts off with number one, I will what? Read God's Word, not dis His Word. Amen? Let's look at the Scripture. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we've heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape? If we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by Jesus, the Lord Himself, and was confirmed unto us by His disciples and people that followed Him and people that actually heard Him. That's what we have in the Bible. Did you know we have the words of Jesus and we have people's words from the Lord who actually listened to Him and followed Him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to His own will. What's the point? How am I going to make it if I neglect so great a salvation? And I'm not even talking about you being saved. I'm talking about you in your Christian life. How am I going to make it in this world if I let those things slip? Are you hearing me? Say, I'll read God's Word. I'm not going to let it slip by me. I'm not going to mess this up. I'm going to read God's Word. Why? Because I can. Because I live in America, I have the means to have a Bible, there's no reason, here's the reason you don't, I'm sorry as a day is long, I'm pitiful, I'm a lazy, no good bum. That's why I'm not reading the Word of God. Amen? That's what I am when I don't read it. You don't get to be something else. Amen? So the first thing I got to do, if I'm going to take it to a higher level, number one, we're almost done with it, is I've got to read God's Word. Got it? Yes or no? Okay? I've got to read it, not disregard it. I'll never go higher in my Christian life if I don't read God's Word. I cannot disregard God's Word. That is a horrible thing for me to do. I cannot disregard God's Word. I can't do it. It's wrong. My life's going to go to pot. I'm going to slip. I'm going to mess up. I'm going to miss things that belong to me that I'm not claiming that I don't have in my life. It's huge, man. So that's number one. I'll read God's Word, not disregard it. Listen to number two. Say that with me. I will believe God's word, not what? See, it's not enough to read God's word. A lot of people read God. I've had so many people in my life tell me they read the Bible. I read the Bible. I know more about the Bible than you know. But they don't believe it. They read the Bible to pick it apart. They read the Bible to prove, hey, what they're doing is okay. That's the dumbest thing. Listen, it's not enough to read God's word. Number two, listen to me. I will believe what I read and not doubt it. Oh, there's hard things in the book. It's your choice. That's if you want to go higher with God. You can't go higher with me even in my life. If I tell you something and you listen at the same time, you go, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. After a while, I'm going to punch you. Right, John? You listen and you chat it. And I don't believe it. Amen? But we do that with God, don't we? I will read His Word, not disregard it. I will believe God's Word, not doubt it. Scriptures, chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you, say that with me, an evil heart of what? And departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any one of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Hebrews 4:11. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of what? The worst thing you can do is you read that book. I don't believe that. That's not true. And we do that. I've done it. Why? Because hard times, struggles, or me wanting to pacify something I'm doing. Amen? If you want to take it to a higher level, this is pretty simple. I'll read God's Word, not disregard it. Number two, I will believe what I read. And I'm not going to doubt it. Okay? Do I understand how Jesus was born of a virgin? Are you kidding me? Try that. It won't work. Did he do it or didn't he? I believe it. Do you believe that part about Noah and the flood? I believe it. Believe the part about Jonah and the well? I believe it. See what I'm saying? You believe that part about Jesus, he was dead, you know, all that stuff? Don't you believe he swooned and was like, you know, sleepy and they stuck him in there and then somebody woke him up and he came out? It's not what the Bible says. It says he was dead. I believe it. You see what I'm saying? I know it's not easy. That's why most people never get there. That's why most people stay on a one-speed bicycle on flat land. But we had 21 speeds and we were going up the hill. Amen? Elevating. If you want to elevate, it's going to take something. Got to read it, not disregard it. Got to believe it, not what? Doubt it. Number three. All from the book of Hebrews. Number three, I will keep. Uh-oh, I'm getting in trouble now. I will keep God's word, not what? Depart from it. Now, what's that mean? It's one thing to read it. It's another thing to believe it. It's another thing to keep it. What does that mean? Wait a minute, I read it, and I believe what it says. And you know what? I'm not doing what it says. So guess what I'm going to start doing? What it says. I'm going to keep it. That's what I'm going to do. Why? Because if anybody's wrong, it ain't the Bible. It's who? Clark. Clark's wrong. Clark's screwed up. Clark's messed up. God's not wanting to screw my life up. He's wanting to fix my life. He's wanting to give me life. Somebody, there's a crazy verse in the Bible that goes like this. He's given us life and life more what? Abundantly to the full. That's where he wants me to live. Amen. Oh, I do lousy at it. Don't y'all do lousy at it sometimes say, whew, it's not his fault. It's my fault. Amen. Listen, I will keep God's word, not depart from God's word. Hebrews 6, this is that crazy. And we ain't going to get into all this stuff, but that'd be another sermon for another day. Here we go. For it's impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good, say it with me, word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. A lot of people read these scriptures, and I can see where they come at it from. They believe they read those scriptures and believe if you turn away like that, you lose your salvation, you burn and go to hell. I don't believe that. Okay? That's me personally, because I had nothing to do with him putting my name in the Lamb's Book of Life anyway, or even saving me. But that's another topic. However, it is saying this. If you read God's Word, and you believe God's Word, and you don't keep God's Word, or you keep it for a while and then you turn away from it, don't think it's an easy thing to get back. Don't think it's an easy thing to get back where you were. On that road again. You understand? I've had so many people in my life, and I'm just a normal guy here, but many of them turn from the Word, turn from church, and they for the rest of their life, they're just a mess. Y'all listening? Say. So if you're going to read it and believe it, then do what? Keep it. Keep the Word. Don't depart from it. Well, it doesn't work. I was keeping it. It just don't work. Look what happened to me. It never said in the Bible that if you keep His Word, mess ain't going to happen in your life. As long as you live on planet Earth, you're going to be surrounded by sinners, savages, okay? And mess, and a fallen world, and you're going to have trouble. What's that got to do with you keeping the Word? You do it. And you're doing it has nothing to do with me. Well, I used to go to church, and the pastor, he did this to me, and that. What does that have to do with anything? Say. Who quit? Somebody tell me. You did. Amen? Keep it. It's tough, ain't it? Say. How many thought going higher would be easy? Oh, I'll just go higher. Those Christians that say they higher, but they really ain't ever been higher, them are crazy Christians. They're crazy people. Amen? This is hard work. This is discipline. Amen? When Joy and I were riding that bike, there were days I wanted to quit, didn't I? But she's right behind me. Can't quit, can't quit. And we kept going. I'm serious. We got to keep it. We got to keep it to the end. Hold fast. Be faithful to the end. Amen? It's who we are. We're Christians. We're children of God. We don't quit. We can't. Keep the Word of God. Number four, how can I go higher? You thought you were there. You're not even there yet. Number four, it's amazing how they stack on top of one another as you're going higher. Say that with me. I will love God's Word, not what? Let's do a quick poll right quick. Be honest with me. Be honest. Come on. How many, you be honest with me, you used to despise some of the things the Word of God said because it messed with you and your life and your stuff? Some of us in the house are being honest. It's interesting when you read God's Word and you believe God's Word and you keep God's Word, you start to see it's true. It changed my life. Look at it. I would have killed somebody if it hadn't been for this book. Amen? I'd have maybe killed myself if it hadn't been for this book. What a book. And you start to love it. Amen? Instead of despising it. Are you hearing? You see how it's going higher? You don't love the Bible when you start reading it. I'm reading the Bible. I just love it, you liar. Just started reading the thing. You got to believe it. Then you start keeping it. And then all of a sudden you start to fall in love with it. That's why you know different Christians who are on a different level. They read God's Word, and you go, well, I can't understand. I don't know how they do that. Well, guess what? They read it, they believed it, they've been keeping it, and now they love it. And they don't want to live any part of their life anymore without having it. And many of you have told me, and several told me today, right this very day, several people have already told me today, Sunday is their favorite day of the week. They come to church, hear the Word of God. They love it. Look at verse chapter 10. If we sin willfully after we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much more sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, had done despite unto the Spirit of grace? For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongs to me, I will recompense, says the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Amen? Do you love God's word? Or do you despise God's word? Amen? Is the first thing out of your mouth, well, how could God let that happen to people? How could God do that? Or is coming out of your mouth, how could God let that happen to Jesus for me? How could God love me? You understand the difference? Say, I will read it. That's my first step. I will believe what it says. I'm climbing higher. I will keep what it says. Oh, it's going to cost me, probably. But I'm going to win out of this because it's good for me. And I'm telling you the truth. You'll fall in love with it. If you ask me why I keep doing what I do here at Fellowship, and this is not the easiest thing in the world. I know it might look like it. But the point is, after all your life, I've been doing this for a long time. You know what keeps me doing it? Loving it. Loving it. Loving you. And you're all different. Loving it. What keeps me reading the Bible? Loving it. What keeps me being able to preach every week? How can you come up with a message every single week? Sometimes I go crazy. Yeah. Loving it. Knowing I've read it, I believe it, I've kept it, and I love it. It works. It's the only thing that works. That's why we keep doing it. What's number five? How can I take it to that last top level? Here it is. Sounds similar, but it's a little bit different. Say that with me. I will accept God's word, not what? One more time. I will accept God's word, not what? You know what that means to me? Let's look at some scripture. See that you refuse him not that speaks. For if they escape not who refused him that spoke on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken might remain. Heavy scriptures. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and fear, for our God is a consuming fire. My point is this. I'll accept God's word. Here's what I'm talking about. For example, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. There's people with a lot more degrees than I've got that tell me it happened another way. They tell me a big explosion happened. They tell me I came from slime. That's what they tell me. And they're smart. They got them PhD, everything. Okay? They tell me my ancestors are monkeys. You knew my family. But anyway. My family. Listen. But you know what? Things I can't understand, things that I can't explain, things that I just don't have the capacity to, I'm going to give God the benefit of the doubt. I just am. I can't fix them anyway. I'm the one with the problem. I'm messed up. It's really more about what I believe about the Bible than what my neighbor believes. You know, because I believe if God's word gets a hold of me, changes my life, I think that's the best chance my neighbor's got anyway. Seeing a changed life. Not arguing. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'll accept God's word, not disagree with it. What does that mean? Marriage is tough. It's hard. I'm supposed to keep plugging. Amen? Say. Amen? She's supposed to keep plugging. Is that what the Bible teaches, yes or no? Well, everybody's doing it. What's the Bible say? Amen. Am I going to stick with the Word of God? Even, I mean, it can get in all kinds of sin things, and you're feeling this, and you're feeling that. It feels good. We need to do it. What's the Bible say? I mean, I know I'm feeling this, and you're feeling this, but what's the Bible say? Amen? Are y'all hearing me today? Say, hello. I will accept what God's Word says and not disagree with it. Boy, it answers a lot of questions. I'm just telling you, this is a little simple message, but it's a deep, 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 deep message today on how you can take it to another level. Amen? Can you take it to another level by just reading the Bible? Uh-uh. Not really. Anybody can do that. Fools do that. But if you'll read that Bible and then believe it, let's pop them up, Raj. Let's give them some practice. Here we go. Number one, here we go. Say it with me. I will read God's Word, not what? And I can pick it up another notch if I do this. I'll believe God's Word, not what? Number three, I will keep God's Word, not what? Turn from it. I will what? God's Word, not despise it. And then I'm up here this level now. Look at me. I'm up here on the mountains. You know? I know you think God's a bad God, but I read His book. He's a good God. Amen? I know you think you came from nothing. Oh, I wish I could tell you you came from something. He is awesome. Amen? Flying high. That's what I want. I got Regis up on the screen. Okay? Here we go. Let me ask you, am I going to believe God's Word? Maybe I can, is God's Word true? Maybe I can phone a friend. I'm not phoning a friend. I've made the decision myself. You're going to have to make the choice yourself. Okay? You believe it or not. It's your choice. Maybe I can poll you guys. Maybe I can live my life based on a poll. Maybe 70% believe it or 50 or 40. I'll live my life based on that, based my faith on God on that. Ain't happening. I don't need to poll the audience. Maybe I'll do 50-50. Is it true or not? I've made my choice. I believe it's true. Regis, final answer? What's your final answer? Is it the Word of God? Does the buck stop right there or say? As far as I'm concerned, it does. Amen? God's Word is my final answer. I believe it. Do you believe it? God's Word is my instruction. That's how I'm supposed to live my life. That's how I'm supposed to find out how to live my life. And I don't care if you think it's an old-fashioned book or not. I'm glad it's old-fashioned. I'm glad Grandma got to read it, aren't you? Say. And I'm glad I get to read it. Amen? So it'll change your life. It's my instruction. If you want to elevate, take it to another level, I recommend to you the Bible. Read it. Believe it. Keep it. You'll love it. Before you know it, you're going to be accepting just what it says, and it's going to answer a ton of questions in your life that you never could get answered before. Amen?